The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Welcome, listeners. Dr. Fiona Lovely here. This is Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, making hormones make sense. I hope everyone has had a great week. I would love to say that clearly my last podcast about libido and sex drive has touched a nerve, if you will, with my listeners. And I just want to say thank you to those of you who reached out to make commentary on my information there. And I hope to everyone listening that if you haven't listened to it, please go listen to it. And take a moment, if you can, and let me know what you want to hear about next. I don't mind talking about just about anything as long as it's got some relation back to hormones and perimenopause. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll leave the information on where you can find me at the end of the cast today. So I thought I'd take a little bit of time to explain to you how the hormone disruptors that we encounter in our daily activities, in our homes, in our food, etc., how they work, where they come from, and what you can do best to prevent exposure to them. So, as you know, our hormones are our biochemical messengers, and they show up for the purpose of the body being able to get messages from the brain and the glands in tiny, minuscule amounts. They're literally measured in either parts per billion with a B or trillion with a T. So tiny, tiny, tiny amounts. So keep in mind, as I'm sharing this information about the hormone disruptors, chemicals, xenoestrogens, and other xenohormones, that it really takes very, very little to cause a disruption of your hormone cascades or to put some sort of fly in the ointment, if you will, of the hormone balance in your body. So first place that we encounter it is in our water supply. So think about it. Where would hormones come from in our water supply? Well, it turns out that for those of us that have taken or currently take hormones, whether bioidentical or otherwise, prescriptives, birth control pills, fertility drugs, testosterone injections, the hormones that are given to our livestock to fatten them up, hormone replacement therapy, that all has to be metabolized by the body. And what isn't used is urinated out and ends up in our water supply and the water treatment facility technology that we currently have does not remove pharmaceutical residue from the water, which means it's not just the hormones you're getting. You're getting your neighbor's statin drugs or heart medications or the cat lady across the street that's taking the antidepressants. You're getting her medications too. I say that as my three cats go running around me in a circle, so take that for whatever you will. Anyways, so it turns out that these hormones are present in the water table, in the water system, even after the water's gone through the treatment plants, in such high amounts that studies have shown that it can actually cause an imbalance in the gender balance of the fish and aquatic species that live in the water, which is fascinating and a whole other topic. I'll move on from that, but you can Google that and you can find out some more information for yourself. So next place we see these chemicals and hormone disruptors are in body care products. And folks, they're literally in everything from your toothpaste to your laundry detergent, to your cosmetics, to your underarm charm, to your moisturizers, you name it. Actually, one of the places that we're most likely to see hormones in particular, or hormone-like substances, is volumizing hair products, most often conditioner and shampoo, but also in anti-aging creams. So wrinkle creams, if you look at your wrinkle cream ingredients and you see dyscorrhea there, that is wild yam, which is progesterone, okay? Sometimes it's listed, sometimes it's not. Unfortunately, the folks that make these products can get away with that, as chemicals don't have to go undergo the same rigorous testing that pharmaceuticals do. So basically, they're safe until they're proven guilty. My first exposure to this was years ago. I was testing a young woman who had hormone levels off the chart and could not for the life of us figure out where they were coming from. She was not taking any hormones, and she told me she didn't have anything. She didn't have any secrets. She didn't have anything to hide. So in speaking to my saliva test company, they suggested I send in some samples of some of her body care products. And wouldn't you know, her hair care products in particular had testosterone and progesterone in them. Like, seriously, for your hair, dude. That's the weirdest thing, but it happens. And so, again, it's not, hers were not even listed on the bottles. So there's really no way to know. But what I suggest is find somebody local that makes natural body products and consider using a local person, supporting them and their business, and asking questions about what the ingredients are. So one of the other places in while we're talking about body care products is there is a chemical called triclosan. You need to watch out for this one. It shows up in toothpaste, in laundry detergent, in dish soap. Anything that says antibacterial on it could potentially have triclosan in it. We know it's a hormone disruptor. We know it will actually change frog or amphibious DNA gender. So frogs can go from male to female, which I guess is pretty normal for frogs. There is a preponderance for female gender that shows up. And then, of course, you get reproductive issues and all sorts of other things. Again, I am no expert on this particular thing. If you want to know more, please Google triclosan side effects and see what you can uncover there. Certainly lots of information in the news lately about talcum powder and how talcum powder has been linked to ovarian cancer for years and years and years, but it was hidden. It was hidden. And it turns out talc can actually be found in the body, undigested, unpassed, in little hard little concretions or nodules, causing all kinds of havoc. So again, really look at the things you're putting on your body as you're getting ready in the morning. By the way, one of the worst is perfume. If you haven't given up perfume yet, please just do it. Just do away with it. It's got multiple hormone disruptors and chemicals in it. And frankly, nobody likes to sit next to you when you have sprayed on, when you're marinating in it. There's just too many of us that are sensitive to strong smells. And so unless you've got a natural fragrance, kind of don't bother, please and thank you. Anyways, moving on. Pollution, carpet, non-VOC paint. Those are things inside the home that can cause hormone disruption. We've certainly heard a lot about phthalates and bisphenol A or BPA that was in baby bottles and soft pop bottles and a number of other places that was linked to breast cancer in particular. Well, it turns out that the fine folks that make these chemicals were looking for an estrogen replacement sometime in the 70s, I believe, came up with bisphenol A, but in tests it showed to have showed to cause all kinds of hormonal issues, and so they put it on the shelf for human usage, but somebody sometime later decided to start adding it to plastics, thinking it would be safe. Well, it turns out, as it leaches out of the material, it can enter into the water or the food or whatever it is we're using. It turns out bisphenol A actually can line some aluminum cans as well. So it can show up in a whole bunch of places. We've gotten better about that, but still do your research and find out. You always want to look for the phthalate-free and the BPA-free bottles, cans, etc. Okay, one last category here, and then I'm going to give you some nuggets that can help you try to avoid this or remove these from your home or your routine. So pesticides, which includes herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, etc. Most of them are nonspecific. They are meant to work on all systems of a biological organism. So typically what they do is they have a disruptor for hormone or enzymes that will actually kill the weed or the plant or the worm or the bug. But again, because they're nonspecific, you can imagine even in small parts, they can cause issues for us. So, excuse me, making sure you're certainly have a pesticide-free garden and lawn, but staying away from that in your food source. That's what organic food means, folks. It means a safe bug control or pest control.
Be a barbecue hero with delicious, ultra-low net-carb Hero Bread buns and tortillas. Soft and fluffy, high in fiber, and with 0 grams of sugar, up to 10 grams of protein, coming in at under 100 calories per serving. Oh, and did I mention they taste like their mouth-watering traditional versions? I mean, what's not to love? Use code AH10 for 10% off your first Hero Bread purchase at Hero.co. That's AH10 for 10% off at Hero.co.
Okay, so let me give you some things now that will help you avoid these or take them out of your environment. So number one, ventilate your home, your vehicle, your office as much as you can. It turns out a lot of this stuff just hangs in the air in our home. It's in our carpet, it's in our clothing, it's etc. So having air purifiers, having the windows open as much as possible is going to really help with that. Number two, houseplants, clean the air. So now's the chance to put a plant on your desk if you haven't already, or next to your bed. No more fake fragrances. Number three, get rid of air fresheners, plug-ins, those melty, waxy things, the candles, all of that stuff. Disrupts hormone, disrupts your mood. There's just so many reasons to just, a lot of us have gained chemical sensitivities because we were exposed to so much of that so early on. So, there's no reason to have any of that. Just throw it all away. It's not healthy for you or your pets or anybody else in your family. If you feel like you want something fragranced, look for essential oils that have been, treated properly, that are, safe to use, and dilute them appropriately, and you can use them in all kinds of body products. Something like that is okay. So also switch to fragrance-free detergent, soap, fabric softener, because those fragrances in particular are meant to linger a really long time. So the hormone-disrupting efforts of those particular fragrances are meant to be long-standing, so just best to take them out altogether. Okay, drink spring water, number five. You want that spring water tapped away from humans as best as possible. Even better if you can get it from source in glass bottles. That's really hard to do because glass is expensive. But as a rule, the hard plastic bottles that the spring water are transported in leach a lot less of the previously mentioned products into the water itself. So you can also, I understand there are filtration systems now that can remove pharmaceuticals. They're expensive, but they are available. seek out those technologies, Google them, find somebody that you trust locally that can guide you into the right direction, and clean up your water, your water source. Number six, again, look at your body care products. Google the ingredients if you're unsure. Find somebody local that makes beautiful products with natural ingredients and start using those products. And, you know, I found when I really started to look at the chemicals in my home care routine, I was using a lot of stuff I didn't need. But, you know, we're told by reading the fashion magazines when we're young women that we need to shampoo every day, and we need to condition every day, and we need to have moisturizing soap products, and we need to brush our teeth with antibacterial toothpaste. And I'm just saying there's just so much. It's the source of trouble for so many of us. So really look at your body care products and your routine products and say, am I sure I need this? And what ingredients are in there? Don't microwave your food. Well, first of all, you shouldn't microwave your food. That's another podcast for another time. But if you are, use a plastic or ceramic vessel, or excuse me, use a glass or ceramic vessel, not plastic, not covered in saran wrap. The problem with these chemicals, it turns out, is when they're heated, and that's when the chemicals leach out of the plastics into the food or the water, the beverage, whatever is inside the vessel. So, you know, as a rule, don't drink from plastic cups or bottles. Don't leave your water bottle sitting in your car, your plastic water bottle sitting in your car, and then come back and drink out of it. These things are all sources for hormone disruptors. Also, making sure that your liver is strong. Talking to your healthcare provider about liver support or detoxification a couple times a year can be really helpful. And finally, just making sure your gut flora or your microbiome is in balance is really going to help with when we do get exposed, tidying things up. Okay, so I hope something helpful here for you. If you would like to reach out to me, I encourage you to continue this conversation with me over email, drlovely@drlovely.expert. You can go to my website, which is drlovely.expert, information there, and you can email me there as well. Please find us on Facebook, Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast Facebook page. And, you know, if you've got some comments or suggestions, I'd love to hear them. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.